From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. By now, you may have heard of Bombino. His album Agadez was last year's best-selling world music album on iTunes and one of NPR's 50 favorite albums of 2011. Bombino, whose given name is Umara Mukhtar, is a guitarist from the Tuareg tribe, African nomads who have been persecuted by the government of Niger especially. They were also accused of fighting for Gaddafi in Libya, and Tuareg fighters are now rebelling against the government of Mali. But their real fidelity is to freely eking out their lives in the desert.
They are increasingly are strongly centered on Tuaregness. And Tuaregness emanates from the desert, emanates from being able to control a place, be the master of, be the spirit force in that place.
That's a clip from Agadez, The Music and the Rebellion by filmmaker Ron Wyman. He was in Niger making a film about the Tuareg when he first heard this song, Tenere, about a region in the north of Niger. Ron was captivated and eventually tracked Bombino down in Burkina Faso, where he was living in exile. That was the beginning of a creative collaboration that produced the album and the film, Agadez, The Music and the Rebellion. Blog critics named it one of the overlooked gems of 2011, and it is showing on Friday at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. Next week, Bombino makes a rare performance in New Hampshire with a gala and benefit concert for Rain for the Sahel and Sahara. That's the NGO that works on education and sustainable living with nomadic people in Niger. We previously featured them on this program. Ron joined us to talk about discovering Bombino while working with Rain and about the vast desert that inspires Bombino's music.
For me, the experience was like the first time I stood on the rim of the Grand Canyon, except there weren't 10,000 tourists. There was nobody. The silence, it was this solitude and yet this beauty. And you think about the people that live there and what it takes to survive there. And these people do it so effortlessly, it seems. And yet it is a lot of work. They're just so in touch with the most fundamental values of life, and that's what really drew me to them.
Let's hear just a little bit from the film. In the background, we're hearing Amani Agali. He is a former rebel leader, in fact, of the Tuareg. Yeah. He says that the Tuareg first found themselves in the desert and thought their ancestors had done them wrong. You know, they were so far from the sea, so far from where anyone else wanted to be. Then we'll hear from Thomas Seligman of Stanford University. We hear from him throughout the film.
They are historically a pastoral nomadic people, and they did long-distance caravan. They moved through that land as freely as anyone can move through that land. So they controlled that part of the Central Sahara into the water sources. They developed some of the water sources by creating wells and otherwise.
We hear from several different sources about independence, the drive of the Tuareg, this kind of notion of freedom. Yet they've been in a lot of trouble with the government, and you actually followed Bombino to Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso, where he was in exile. Why was he exiled?
Well, for centuries, the Tuareg owned the Sahara. They never recognized political boundaries such as Algeria, Libya, Chad. The desert was theirs, and they connected North Africa with West Africa with their camel caravans, and they traded goods and brought culture with them. The Tuareg just want to be left on their own. They just want to live their own lives. And yet they run into these conflicts with the government, and so they stage these rebellions. The first time I was there, it was before the 2007 rebellion. When I went back the next year, Bombino had left Niger. He had left because the military in Agadez had a skirmish with the Tuareg, and the Tuareg did a lot of damage to the Nigerian military, let's say. And they came back into the town and murdered two of Bombino's musicians. So he left Niger. So I headed to Burkina Faso, to Ouagadougou, and that's where we finally hooked up.
And here's just a terrific, beautiful scene from the film. Outside of Ouagadougou, apparently the Tuareg musicians can only play together in the bush. They have to go out into the bush to play. So they set up a camp, I guess.
We were 15 miles out in the desert outside of Ouaga, and it was just amazing, all the Tuareg that showed up that night. We rented a generator and a construction light, and we recorded and filmed it. It was just a magnificent evening.
So what's the name of the song that we're hearing?
This is called Adnet, and it's about bringing the Tuareg together.
Tuareg people become aware. They're watching us. The whole world is watching us. Is there a sense that their plight is public? It seems like something that doesn't really touch our ears here.
So many times through the rebellions, they've risked their families and their welfare, and every time they lose, it's finally gotten to the point where they realize that guns aren't working, that armed rebellion is not working. Bombino realizes this more than anybody, and so his message through his music is that we've got to join the system, we have to get educated, otherwise we're just going to keep going through the same thing over and over and over and again.
But at the same time, we're looking at a political situation, especially as the United States and other countries are fearing the spread of Islamic radicalism, especially in North Africa. But as we learn in the film, the Tuareg practice a kind of strain of Islam, the Sufi strain of Islam, that is very different than the one that is often presented as the radical form of Islam that's taking over a lot of North Africa. Here is Jeremy Keenan from your film, Agadez, the Music of Rebellion.
The form of Islam that one finds throughout most of this part of it is I'd call it a very soft Sufism.
The Muslims was coming to colonize the North Africa for the expansion of Islam. And the Tuareg fight against the Arabic because they don't accept Islam.
They don't like being told what to do. We don't be told how to worship, thanks very much.
That's a clip from the film Agadez, The Music, The Rebellion. First we heard from Jeremy Brennan and then Mohamed Serge, who is a former rebel leader among the Tuareg people. He's featured in the film. And we're speaking with the filmmaker, Ron Wyman. Next week, Bombino will be playing live in a benefit for Rain for the Sahel and the Sahara.
The other thing that really struck me was the role of women in the Tuareg culture. In the Tuareg community, the women don't have to cover their face. As a matter of fact, the men do cover their face. Women are in charge of educating the children. Women are allowed to have money and make decisions. So it's a Muslim culture that is a wonderful example for the rest of the world to understand that, no, Islam is not a bunch of terrorists and are not an evil religion. It is a beautiful culture, a beautiful religion.
And out of this political situation, out of this exile, comes this unbelievable musician, you know, who many references compare him to Jimi Hendrix or John Lee Hooker or Tinariwen, the other Tuareg band. Mm-hmm. Where did he pick this up?
When he was young and during one of the many rebellions, his family exiled to Algeria. He was about 11 years old at the time. While he was in Algeria, he, for the first time, was hearing recordings of Jimi Hendrix. And the other band he talks about is the Dire Straits, Mark Knopfler. When he came back to Niger, it was illegal for Tuareg to play the guitar. So just by picking up a guitar was an act of rebellion in its own. But I think he supported what was going on in the rebellions, but he wanted to transition to education, to working within the system.
Let's get more of a sense of some of that music, powerful enough to alienate him from the government. I mean, you get to see a lot of his playing in the film, but one of the great highlights is a concert that he stages in front of a mosque in Agadez.
Yes.
It's like his homecoming. It's like a celebration. And also a kind of announcement that guitars are a better tool than guns to spread the word.
To have this concert at the mosque, we needed to consult with the Sultan, this very regal old man. And it was all very formal, and we bowed to him, and everybody was speaking in Tamashek, the Tuareg language. And Muhammad Serge spoke for us and said to the Sultan that what we wanted to do was very important, to celebrate the end of the war, celebrate a new generation of Tuareg, and that this was going to be a modern version of the Tuareg, but that the Tuareg needed to look forward to the future. And he understood the importance of this transition and accepting Bombino and the new generation.
It's just an exuberant, you know, moment of the film. And at one point they lift him up. Someone lifts him up on his shoulders. And we are going to get a chance to see this man perform in the U.S.
Yes, that's the beauty of his music. Yes, it does incorporate some of the West. But this is what is happening in the world. We are somehow all coming together. Our cultures are mixing together. And we are understanding each other through each other's music. We may not understand the words, but we understand the rhythms, we understand the sounds of the guitar, and we immediately feel a connection there.
What do you think for Bombino, so now seeing what's going on in Mali, yet another fight with yet another government, he's here touring in the United States, what do you think the pull on his heart is?
This is the challenge. A little over 3 years ago, a big gig for Bombino was playing a wedding in the desert. I did the California leg of the tour with him last summer, and where he was on stage with Stevie Wonder at the Hollywood Bowl in front of 19,000 people.
Wow.
And I looked at him before he went on stage. I said, Bombino, look where we are, man. And I watch him. I've watched him over the last year as his star has risen dramatically. And I've watched him and how this will affect him, because to have 19,000 people cheering and applauding you, what does that do to you, especially a guy from the desert? And I really see him, his head screwed on. He's really maintaining his center, and I really think his Tuaregness is what's going to keep him going, and he'll stay true to that.
Ron Wyman of Zero Gravity Films. He was based in New Hampshire when he made the film. Now he lives in Massachusetts. He produced Bombino's album, Agadez, and produced and filmed and edited Agadez, The Music and the Rebellion. It is a magnificent film, say the critics, as do I. And it's showing this Friday at the Music Hall in Portsmouth. Next week, Bombino performs The Soul of the Sahara. That's a benefit concert for Rain for the Sahel and the Sahara, also at the Music Hall. For more on those events, to see clips from the film, or more on Bombino, you can visit wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, a community approach to childhood obesity in one of the poorest cities in New England. That's when Word of Mouth continues. This is NHPR.